Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Plenty to talk about as Louisville football is without a head coach currently. The clock is ticking, and it seems like it's ticking fast. So let's talk about it, Jody. And all signs right now are pointing to up at West Lafayette and Jeff Brohm.
Well, is there a coach opening? There's really one? I didn't know that again. So no.
Well, a couple of assistants too, I hear.
What a turn of events in the last 48 hours going. I mean, this was, Michael, you and I were expecting and planning on this being a really busy week because of recruiting. The transfer portal opened on Monday. I had a list of kids that we were checking because they were coming in to visit this weekend. All those visits have now been put on hold. The transfer portal work has been, you know, there's still one or two coaches out there doing their due diligence because they're still under contract at Louisville and doing their work. And there's still a recruiting staff that is trying to keep everything together. But really, our week kind of fell apart, what, about 8:15 on yesterday morning when everything kind of broke loose. And it's weird. For Louisville, you know, you get $3.5 million for Scott Satterfield. We hear there's more money involved for some of the assistance contracts that they bought out. And so you get a payment like that and, you know, a second chance at Jeff Brohm. Do you do it? Do you get it done? Look, there's a lot of things to be done to get a deal done. So I'm not discouraged that it hasn't happened yet, because I don't think I ever thought that it would take less than 24 hours or just over 24 hours, but he's the guy, Michael. And when I say that, I mean, he's the one target. You can look at other names that are going to be thrown out there. You can look at other names that are potential candidates, but really this time in this coaching search at this time, not only is it the right thing for Jeff and his family to do, but it's the right thing for Louisville.
Yeah, and you had a great column up there yesterday. Is it time for Jeff Brohm to come home? And I agree with you. I mean, there's so many indicators that seem like now is that specific time. And, you know, he's had an opportunity to continue to grow as a coach. Louisville and its athletic director has had an opportunity to grow as well. And now they're in different places than they were just 12 months ago. And again, I think it's a great opportunity. Again, nothing's – you know, official at this point, something that we're continue to track. But yeah, obviously, and it kind of sounded like it, Jody, during Josh Hurd's press conference and some of the questions, you know, like about the search firm. Is he going to use a search firm and some other things, you know, about longevity that felt like he was kind of throwing little, you know, hints that he's going after Jeff. And I think Jeff is somebody that certainly can help fill the longevity. I mean, you want to have continuity in your head coach. That's something that Louisville is obviously struggled with, especially ever since Howard Schnellenberger left, and keeping a guy for a long tenure to help take that program to the next level. And when you've got a guy like Jeff Brohm, who's been successful at Western Kentucky and now at Purdue, going to the Big Ten championship game, even in a watered down West division of the Big Ten, it still is Power Five football, and you still made the Big Ten championship game and look good doing it. You know, so there's a lot of positives to going after, obviously a hometown guy who played for the Cardinals, you know, coach for the Cardinals, and just has Louisville in his blood.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's my phone was ringing while I was trying to answer that question. Sorry. But yeah, Michael, I think it's
Jeff.
No. First of all, let me start with that, with the Howard Schnellenberger. Look, Jeff is a very cool, great version of Howard Schnellenberger. You know what I mean? There's a lot of the same, you know, Jeff has got a lot. Jeff has played for and been around a lot of really good coaches during his, you know, during his career, during his playing career, and, you know, during his coaching career when he was an assistant. I mean, think about that. You know, I mean, here's a guy, I know, you know, take the Louisville Fire out of it. I mean, I think they were 2-14 that year, by the way, when he coached the Louisville Fire. I know he likes to forget that year of 2002, but, you know, from 2003 until now, his coaching career has been around some really good coaches, you know, from Bobby Petrino and Howard Schnellenberger, you know, and around some great assistant coaches that he has had, you know, that some guys that, you know, he's looked up to and, you know, his playing career, you know, the Chargers and the Redskins and the 49ers and the Buccaneers and the Broncos and Mike Shanahan and the Browns. You know, I mean, he's been around some really good coaches and some really good people that, when you look at his pedigree and that kind of thing, it says Howard Schnellenberger to me. You know what I mean? Like that's what I continue to go back to every time I watch him coach and see him do things. They're totally different, but he has a lot of the same kind of stuff. And and it reminds me a lot of Coach Howard. And I found an interview, and I'm not going to tell you the quote now because I'm saving it. Hopefully I get to use it soon. But the last interview I did with Howard was about a lot of different things. And one of the things I asked him, it was after Jeff turned it down the last time, was, you know, about Jeff, and he predicted that one day he would be the head coach. And, you know, now Howard has passed, and I know he would be very proud to know that Jeff is back in this spot, and I think he would give him a call to try to push him one way or the other. So Jeff knows that, but Michael, he's the family is Louisville football. Really, when you look at it, the royalty that they really are, and to have them in charge at a time like this, when you have a recruiting class that's going to be the best in school history, if you can keep it together, can you imagine merging those two things together, that recruiting class and that first family, and the excitement and what it could bring next year? That to me is worth the million, 2 million, whatever the sticking point, you know, the difference is, I guess, between Satterfield and Brohm. That's worth that to me.
Absolutely. You know, and one thing that jumps out to me when you look back at Jeff's career, be it when he was at Trinity, at Louisville as a player and as a coach, and, at, you know, his time in the NFL and even in the XFL, is he's always been a guy that's ready to prove you wrong. You know, no matter what stage he's on, no matter if he's injured when he's playing for Howard Schnellenberger or whatever, you know, if he's getting knocked out playing for the XFL when he jumps up and says, let's play some football. I mean, that's who Jeff Brohm is. And he's always proved the doubters wrong from what he did down at Western, what he's doing at Purdue. And that's the type of, you know, kind of a blue collar attitude that you really want. And I think matches Louisville extremely well. And certainly would be welcomed, you know, like Josh Hurd said in the press conference on Monday, there's 60,000 seats in the Cardinal Stadium for a reason, you know? And I think as you were talking about bringing, if Jeff is the guy, you talk about the 23 class sticking together and whatever magic they may be able to do in the portal to shore everything up. Obviously you got to keep your team intact these days as well. But I mean, the potential is there to start seeing those numbers climb back towards the 60,000 instead of what we've been seeing these last couple of years, which has been really depressing.
Yeah. And look, we've talked a lot about Jeff. Let me just say this. There's nothing. We're taping this at 2:45 on Tuesday afternoon. And I can tell you as of 2:30 on Tuesday afternoon that there's nothing. There's no deal in place. There's nothing that has happened today that has changed my mind from last night. I think he's the leading candidate. I think he's the top candidate. I think he's the only candidate right now. And Josh kind of I guess, tipped that a little bit by saying, you know, when he wasn't working with a search firm yet. Well, I assume if he doesn't get his number one guy, then he probably goes to a search firm kind of thing.
Very well may, yeah.
You know, which I don't blame him. And I would do that too, because after that, you never know what, you know, I mean, there's some names out there that I know people aren't, you know, excited about or happy about or whatever. But the point being, when you go to a search firm, is kind of what Cincinnati did last weekend. They went back to their search firm and they said, hey, we're not happy with the guys that we think or we know that you've told us about. Find us someone else. And guess who they came up with? They came up with Scott Satterfield. So that's how these things work. I'm not saying we're going to get to that point, because I think we're a long way from that.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
We are at a point right now, though, Michael, where I think the next 10 days, let's see, no, let's go ahead and extend it out. The next 15 days are critical for the future of Louisville football, not only getting a coach, but getting through these next two weekends with visits. I don't anticipate many, if any, visits this weekend. It would be way too fast. Even if you hired a coach today, it would be way too fast. And that's not going to happen, so it's not going to be official, you know, today. So I think getting through the next two weekends of recruiting and getting to signing day and keeping this class together and having us put a staff together and everything else that it entails, it is going to be very key for Louisville into the future, moving into the future. And let's just hope, knock on wood, things go like a lot of us want it to go, and we get to, you and I get to start going back and working on recruiting stuff, and not just talking about coaching search and who might be doing this and where this might be going and all that kind of good stuff.
You know, it's funny to think back. Just a few days ago, we had a thread that was talking about recruiting. This is before the Scott Satterfield departure. About a lot of the stuff that's going on. I think I made a comment to somebody. There's going to be a lot of things happen in December before Christmas gets here. Never did I anticipate that we'd be throwing a coaching search into what is already and now extremely busy month. Obviously, as you mentioned, the signing day is coming up. The portal's now wide open with record number crazy things happening. There are people jumping in that it just makes people's head spin. And one thing, you know, speaking of recruiting, let's point this out. We've talked about it on the message boards a little bit. Here we are, you know, what are we, 36 hours at least since Satterfield decided to, you know, made the decision to depart, and it became public, and still no decommitments from the 2023 class. You know,
it's
and
pretty
that's,
wild.
Yeah, that is. I mean, whether it's a coach getting fired or moving on, typically by now you're seeing one after another after another, and that's just not happening, which – when you've got a class that's sitting in the top 20 nationally with a 5-star and so many 4-stars that they have, and none of them have decommitted yet, that tells you that you've got something potentially special in this recruiting class. So like you were saying, if we can get to the 21st and we're seeing a head coach stand up there, likely Jeff Rom, if I'm a betting man, then, you know, I things could go extremely well. As you mentioned, it's an important stretch for Louisville football, and it's an opportunity to really start checking off some boxes that, you know, a lot of people have been clamoring Louisville football to be able to check off as far as, you know, a long-term head coach, top 20 recruiting class, you know, excitement for the future, filling the stands back up. These next few weeks can certainly push this program and its fan base in the right direction, something that a lot of people have been dying for what seems like a really, really long time.
Yep. Hey, one thing to wrap it up here, a quick summary. There is a bowl game next week. They will start practice again on Thursday. Deion Branch will be the interim coach, and he will be more of a – well, I mean, he's going to be a coach, but kind of – I don't expect him to call plays on either side of the ball. I expect him to kind of manage everything and to kind of have a say in everything. I do expect a lot of defections, a lot of guys that will not play in the bowl game. So it will be a very skeleton crew of players, and it will be a very skeleton crew of coaches. I don't know for sure, but well, I do know for sure that Wesley McGriff is off to Auburn. He will not coach in the bowl game. Pete Thomas is off to Cincinnati. He will not coach in a bowl game. Brian Brown is off to Cincinnati. He will not coach in a bowl game. Lance Taylor could be the head coach at Western Michigan at some point or somewhere else in the near future. He will not coach in a bowl game. I think Josh Stepp will probably call the plays. You've got Jarrell Sims, and also you have Nick Cardwell, who I think at this point is they're all still around. And on the defensive side of things, you've got Mark Ivey and Derek Nicholson, who are Greg Gasparato, who are all still around at this point. I would imagine Ivey calls the defenses, and then I would think after the bowl game, he'll probably end up at Cincinnati with Scott Satterfield as well. So, kind of, it's going to be a crazy week or so, Michael. And that bowl game day, the story about more than who wins the bowl game is going to be who plays in the bowl game and who's there kind of thing, because I don't know that a whole lot of people are going to expect a lot of things as far as winning is concerned in that bowl game.
How about that? Sidelines on the same side of the field. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Coach Satterfield could sit right in the middle, couldn't he?
Right in the middle. That would be – I would pay extra money to see that.
I doubt he's the kind of guy. I don't think he doesn't have that in him there. So, but – all right. So we've got we'll have the latest for you. We'll do a podcast as soon as something becomes official. And again, as of I just checked in, and there's nothing official yet. So as of right now, nothing official for who will be the head coach or when it will be done. But if I were a betting man, I would hope that it's done fairly soon, because I think that would signal good news for everyone. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been a Coaches Edition, Coaching Search Edition. How many have we done of these? A Coaching Search Edition of the Cards Cast.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.